This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. The most amazing scene in the new Star Wars film, Episode 7, The Force Awakens, is the moment when it's revealed that the new evil overlord of the galaxy, a sinister, vaporous character, is actually Luke Skywalker, the former Jedi Knight now turned to the dark side, just like his father before him, Darth Vader. I guess I should have said spoiler alert before I said that, because that's what you're supposed to do whenever you're about to give away a plot twist or the details of a particularly exciting scene in a film or TV show. The rule is shout spoiler alert before beginning your remarks so the people who haven't seen the picture or the TV series can run from the room, hands over their ears, repeating urgently, "Don't tell me, don't tell me." Now, if you're one of those people and you're now muttering curses in my direction for giving away a major plot twist in the current blockbuster Star Wars installment, you can put your mind at ease. That little tidbit is entirely made up. I invented it out of whole cloth just to illustrate what kind of thing might require a spoiler alert. And also because I know that Star Wars fanatics take this sort of thing very seriously and are therefore enormous fun to tease. Look, if you're going to mess with someone's head, choose someone with a neurotic love for Star Wars, is my advice. Oh, and I almost forgot. Princess Leia dies. Sorry. I really should have put a spoiler alert right before that. That way, if this kind of thing is important to you, if, in other words, you're a Star Wars nerd and you haven't seen the film, it would now be spoiled for you knowing that Princess Leia dies right when she sees Luke Skywalker in a Darth Vader mask. Oh, damn, that last sentence really did need a spoiler alert. Sorry. Okay, again, I'm kidding. Those things don't happen in the movie. But as much as I enjoyed Star Wars, and it really is a terrific picture, I can't honestly say it surprised me or dazzled me with its twists and turns. In fact, just the opposite. I enjoyed how closely it stayed in the familiar groove of the Star Wars iconography. There are lightsabers and the Millennium Falcon and a cafe filled with odd-looking aliens. There are complicated family dynamics, a mystery of parentage. It's all very familiar Star Wars ground. And that's as it should be, as far as I'm concerned. The very best movies are the ones that seem familiar from the first frame. Suspense and unexpected plot twists are nice, of course, but the joy of watching a movie isn't in the unfolding of the story. It's in the characters and experiencing the world they live in, which is why children can happily watch the same film over and over and over again. And not just children, there are many movies that can stop me and any adult movie lover dead in our tracks as we flip through the satellite TV channels. Oh, my favorite part is coming up, we tell ourselves as we settle in to watch a movie for the 10th or 100th time. It doesn't matter that we know exactly what's going to happen. In fact, knowing somehow makes it better. Yes, a few unexpected things occur in the new Star Wars picture, but spoiler alert, those aren't what makes it such a fun experience at the movies. What makes it a successful picture is how well it conforms to our expectations, which is why those Star Wars fanatics are missing the point when they run from the room and cover their ears shouting, "I haven't seen it yet." Because, of course, they have many times before, and that is okay. Although I did not know that Chewbacca was a lady. Truly surprised. And that's it for this week. Next week, we slipstream. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.